Welcome to week two of the technique portion of this program. The rest of this week, we were working on shamanic drumming and shamanic journeying. And as you discovered very quickly, the drumming rhythms are very simple. And so I thought to keep things moving along technique-wise, we would do a little technique exercises, kind of hearkening back to classical drumming. I mentioned before that I studied classical music for many years. And I started out playing rudimental drumming. And rudimental drumming are basically exercises that you do. It's technique that you work on. Very strict rules about the technique. But they're hand patterns that you develop to help develop a skill set. And interestingly enough, there are 26 rudiments in the American Standard Rudimental Library, just as there are 26 letters in the alphabet, the English alphabet. And that's no coincidence, by the way. Traditionally, the rudiments were tied to the language for military drumming, where you could communicate on the battlefield, one drummer playing to the next, being able to understand and interpret what's being said based upon the rudiments that are being played. We won't go that far. We're just going to learn one rudiment. You already know one rudiment, actually, hand to hand, right, left, right, left, right, left. That's the first rudiment that you learn. The second rudiment you learn is right, right, left, left. You could practice that as well. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left. Really simple. The idea is to get used to making it even. And like I said in the introduction to this program, the rudiments are played open, closed, open. Slow to fast to slow. And this usually is a cycle that takes about 5 minutes to go from the slowest to the fastest to slowest. And the idea here is that you get used to playing through all those different tempos. And you recognize where the tempo is hard for you. Everybody's a little different. Of course, the fastest tempo is going to be hard for everybody. But there's always several transition points that go on during that really open, really slow to the really fast that people have trouble with. And the more you do open, closed, open, the more control you then have over your technique. This rudiment we're going to learn is the third one that you'd learn if you were studying classical music. It's called a paradiddle. And a paradiddle is really simple. It's right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. So each paradiddle is the four beats. Right, left, right, right is one paradiddle. Left, right, left, left is the other paradiddle. You'll notice they balance out. The idea here is that you're getting used to playing a combination of single and double strokes. So I'll play it for you just really slowly. You'll see what the basic exercise is. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. It's fairly simple. You can play it slowly. It's a good exercise to do. I have it written in the exercise here, the notation, as the downbeat being an open tone and the rest being muted or ghost tones. You can do them all open tone. That's totally fine. That's where you should really start anyway. Keep it all even. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Just do that. Go slow like this. Eventually, you will want to make a difference and put an accent on that first note. It'll sound like this. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. So you'll get used to accenting and kind of carrying it forward. Don't worry about playing it too fast. You can do open, closed, open if you want. You don't have to. We'll do a couple times through together at different tempos, just to get comfortable with it. So I'll count it in. The way it's going to be counted is 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a. You're going to be playing your right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, just at that 16th note pattern. I'll count it a little bit slower than that initially here. And you'll notice that you're going to have your first right-hand paradiddle on 1, your left-hand paradiddle on 2, a right-hand paradiddle on 3, and a left-hand paradiddle on 4. That's how it's going to be working out. So 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and paradiddle, paradiddle, paradiddle. Really simple. So let's count that in. We'll play it a few times together. We'll play a little while here. Play along with me if you can. 3E and paradiddle. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, 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 left, right, left, left. So get comfortable, then play with me at that tempo. It shouldn't take you too long to get to be able to play at that tempo. Let's try it again a little bit faster. And I know you won't be able to do this necessarily the first time, but you'll work up to it. So. 3E and a 4E and a right, left, right, right, left, 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 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a. That's a paradiddle. And then as you go through this, feel free to do different orchestrations. So for instance, I'll go really slowly here. You can do bass tones. And I'll count it in. We'll play a couple bars of the bass tones on the ones. So it'll be para de do, para de do, para de do, para de do. Just like that. 3E and 4E and para de do, para de do, para de do. Para de do, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right. You can do the same thing with slap tones. You can go back and forth. This one's a really good one. You do your right hand paradiddle with the bass tone and your left hand with the slap. So it ends up sounding like this. And I'll count it in really slowly. 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 3E and 4E and paradiddle, 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 paradiddle. The cool thing about that is having the double stroke gives you time to get your hand either onto the bass tone or the slap. So that's kind of a cool way to kind of go back and forth. So that's a basic paradiddle. Practice that. You can go slow, fast, slow, or open, close, open, and that would sound kind of like this. You want to start really slow, by the way. That should take a good 5 minutes. Go really slow, slowly build it up. You get to the fast part, go as fast as you can, slow it down, play quietly. You'll notice you can't play it as fast quietly. Play it really loud, see where you get tensed up. Just play around with it, get used to right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Keep them all even. There should be, it shouldn't be right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. That's a really common mistake, by the way. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. For some people think they need to fit that double in the same amount of time that the other one would be. So it's just very even. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Paradiddle, paradiddle. So that's the basic paradiddle. You can never practice this too much. This is a great exercise. Even if you're an advanced player, you've been playing a djembe for a while or whatever, jump into some paradiddles. Just getting a double stroke on these drums can be kind of a challenge. Just for reference, same kind of thing happens here when you're using your frame drum. Use your tech-tock, your open tones. So right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. You can get in and do right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. So you can put your doom in there if you're playing on your leg. Do your tech and talk again. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Just get used to the alternating of the strokes. The more you do that, the more comfortable you come, especially if you start playing at a good 6 or 7 beats per second, which is a really comfortable pace. We won't get up to 8 beats per second, but if you do, remember that's setting your metronome at 120 beats per minute. The quarter note equaling 120 beats per minute, and then playing 16th notes. So you should get 4 of those notes for every one of those pulses on the metronome. If you're doing 6 beats per second, it's 90 beats per minute. If you're doing 4 beats per second, it's 60 beats per minute. Okay, so that's your basic one. Paradiddles are done in 16th notes. 1E and a, 2E and a, paradiddle, paradiddle, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. The next paradiddle exercise is called a double paradiddles. It could also be called para-paradiddle. And what it is right, left, right, left, right, right. So you're adding an extra right, left at the beginning, extra single strokes. So right, left, right, left, right, right. Then left, right, left, right, left, left. So para-paradiddle, para-paradiddle, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, left, left. So let's try that really slowly. Para, para, diddle. And we're going to actually counting this 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta. So it's going to be kind of weird because what's going to happen is you're going to start your paradiddles on the 1 and the 3. So para, para, diddle goes through the 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, and then 3 is your left hand paradiddle. So your right hand always starts on the 1, your left hand starts on the 3. So I'll count it in 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, para-para-diddle, para-para, right-left, right-left, right-right, left-right, left-right, left-left, right-left, right-left, right-right, left-right, left-right, left-left, diddle, para-para-diddle, right-left, right-left, right-right, left-right, left-right, left-left. That's a para-para-diddle, a double para-diddle. Let's go a little bit faster on this. 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, para-para-diddle, para-para-diddle, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, left, 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 right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, para-para-diddle, para-para-diddle. Again, you could go slow, fast, slow. Paradiddles going in a nice clip end up sounding like this. There's a lot you can do there with accents, so we'll get into those maybe. Maybe I'll put up some advanced rhythms, utilize that a little bit. But that's a para-paradiddle. The other double paradiddle you can do is called paradiddle-diddle. And this one is also called a six-stroke roll by a lot of people. And it's simply right, left, right, right, left, left. So this one always starts with the right hand. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Para, para, diddle, diddle. So let me count that in. 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Right, left, right, right, left, left. Para, diddle, diddle. Para, diddle, diddle. Actually, I counted it wrong at the end there. It's para-diddle-diddle. Right, left, right, right, left, left. This is another one, again, that's kind of cool. Right, left, right, left. Very cool rhythm. Right, left, right, right, left, left. And then we can also do a variation on that, which is another type of six-stroke roll. And that's just by moving your rights and your lefts, your single strokes over. So we're going to be reversing it in a way, and we're going to be doing right, left, left, right, right, left. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be creating with those single strokes, the single left and the single right, a push beat. It's called a push beat because it's going to go into the downbeat. So if I were to count this one, we're going to put it into triplets again, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, for instance. The last ta of the cycle is your left, and then it goes into the downbeat, which is your right. And it creates this push beat. And it's kind of like a samba, but in six. So let me count this in. We'll play it very slowly. Remember, it's right, left, left, right, right, left. So right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, 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 left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right. Three ta ta, four ta ta, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right. Left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, right. Very cool rhythm. Let me play it. Let me play it samba for you, which is kind of one and a two, with the accents on the one and the ah. So samba's like this: one e and a, two e and a, three e and a, four e and a, one e and a, two e and a, three e and. You're getting that push beat, the kind of that lope into the downbeat. That's what kind of characterizes the samba. And different sambas go different ways. Some will go 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 1 to 2. Other ones will go 1, 2 to 3, 4 to 1, 2 to 3. Other ones will go 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. It really depends on the samba. Sometimes it'll vary it up, but the idea is you have this push beat. This six-stroke roll variation creates that same push beat, but in a shuffle triplet kind of pattern. So it tightens it up. It makes it swing, and it goes like this. It's very cool once you get kind of a feel into it and you kind of get that kind of lope happening. And I won't get into that, but oftentimes you can take and do the 16th notes and then you throw this in. Let me just play that for you. You don't have to learn how to do this. It's pretty difficult, but I'll play a little round of the samba. And then I'll throw in the six beat as a 16th note triplet in there, and you'll hear how it just kind of throws it off a bit and makes it kind of cool. See how that kind of changes things up, kind of creates that same kind of forward momentum with the pickup beat going into the downbeat, but it shakes it up by changing the tempo a little bit. And all I'm doing is doing combinations of 16th notes and 16th note triplets. And I know that's kind of advanced stuff, so right now just think in terms of just your basic paradiddles. Practice them with the metronome, speed them up, slow them down, and you will start developing a lot of technique by doing double and single strokes. This will help you gain more motor control. And that's really the goal here. The more you do it, the better you get. One note about this, which I think is kind of cool, and I still haven't figured out why or how, but if I get clogged sinuses, I find that if I play paradiddles right here on my sinuses, it clears up. So paradiddle, 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 left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. If I just do this, for some reason, it always clears my sinuses. I've tried other patterns. It doesn't work quite as well as a paradiddle. There's something about the double and the single that works. If I just do the singles, it doesn't seem to clear them. If I just do the doubles, it doesn't seem to clear them. Sometimes if I do a shuffle pattern, that'll work. So I'll have a right, left, right, right, left, right, right, left. So if I have one side that's more than another, then I'll do that. But really, paradiddles. So if you get a clogged sinuses, just lightly tap paradiddles on your sinuses. Paradiddle, 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 paradiddle. It's kind of cool. So that's the idea with paradiddles. Practice them. Go slow. Get comfortable. Set a metronome. Play steady. Speed up the metronome. Play steady again. As I described in the metronome section, you know, you can get metronomes that subdivide the beats. Do that. Set it at 60 beats per minute. dial in the 16th notes so that you're hearing da 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 da. 1 eanda, 2 eanda, 3 eanda, 4 eanda, and just play to it. 1 eanda, 2 eanda, 3 eanda, 4 eanda, 1. And the more you do that, the more forward you're going to become. And then you'll start developing some more motor coordination, and we'll be able to get to some of the more advanced exercises. So practice a little bit every day until next week. We're going to learn some other rhythms. We're going to learn some ensemble rhythms, ceremonial rhythms that are actually in some ways a little bit easier than the paradiddles, but we'll be orchestrating now. Up until now, we've just played straight. We haven't done a lot of things where we're thinking about playing bass tones or slaps or open tones and mixing those up. That'll be next time. And so in the meantime, work on your motor coordination, your basic exercises, your paradiddle exercises. Do a couple shamanic journeys, and we'll see you next week.